from KQED.
For years, education advocates have wondered what it would be like if they could lower the ballot box threshold for new parcel taxes. If it was just 55% instead of two-thirds of voters that had to approve, think of all the money that would flood in to pay for everything from teachers to art classes. Or maybe not. A new report from the Public Policy Institute of California finds school districts that win at the ballot box now have four things in common. They're small, wealthy, largely white, and one more thing.
Districts with parcel taxes are also concentrated in the Bay Area.
Margaret Weston of the PPIC says 80% of the state school districts with parcel taxes are found in the nine counties of the San Francisco Bay Area. While the region is home to a lot of liberal voters, relatively willing to tax themselves, the fact these are wealthy districts suggests something else to Arun Ramanathan of the Oakland think tank EdTrust West. Voters in poor communities may not expect a parcel tax will make that big a difference in their local schools.
Because the property values are lower, because people have less money, the amount of money that you can generate from a parcel is likely less than a higher wealth area.
All of which suggests lowering the approval threshold to 55% may not change much should California approve a constitutional amendment to that effect. It's grist for the mill when state lawmakers reconvene in January.